Welcome on Laramie Radio, your student radio station. I'm Tom Smith, your movie critic. Today, let me speak about Forrest Gump. Forrest Gump is a 1994 comedy drama film based on the eponymous novel written by Winston Groom. The film was directed by Robert Zemeckis. The soundtrack was composed by Alan Silvestri. It starred Tom Hanks, Robin Wright, Gary Sinise, and Sally Field. The film won different awards, such as the Academy Awards for Best Picture, Best Director, Best Actor for Tom Hanks, Best Adapted Screenplay, Best Visual Effects, and Best Film Editing. It also won Golden Globes Awards. It took $100 million at the American box office. How to speak about this so amazing movie? The narrator is called Forrest Gump. He is a low IQ man. He has accomplished great things in his life and he has been present during historic events without realizing how important these events were. Sitting at a bus stop, he tells his life to people waiting the bus with him. He says that life is like a box of chocolates. You never know what you're gonna get. Each chocolate represents a stage on his life. He begins his story with his childhood, although he was different from other children. His mother has high expectations for him and got him into school. The first day of school, he met Jenny. That was the most important meeting of his life. Then she became his best friend. It was difficult because lots of children made fun of him. When they bothered him, Jenny shouted, "Run, Forrest, run!
Run, Forrest, run! Run, Forrest!"
They were running together through childhood, and Forrest's love for Jenny grew. During his childhood, Forrest met Elvis Presley and taught him how to dance. This is the first accidental experience he did, one of a long list. Forrest and Jenny went to high school and college. He also took part in surprising experiences. He was at school when Governor Wallace blocked two black students from entering the University of Alabama. Forrest became an American football star the day he ran very fast across the field during a match. Jenny has said her sentence, "Run, Forrest, run," before because few students chased after him. One day, Forrest found Jenny with a man and beat him. He didn't understand they had been flirting. Jenny was very furious and explained to him that he didn't understand love and left him. Soon after, he joined the army and met Bubba. They became friends immediately. They took part in the Vietnam War. Every day, Forrest wrote letters to Jenny. During a battle, Bubba died, and Forrest saved his superior named Lieutenant Dan. This one became legless. Forrest was awarded the Medal of Honor and met President Johnson. Forrest and Lieutenant Dan were admitted to hospital. After a patient had introduced Forrest to a game of ping pong, he became a ping pong champion and went to the Olympic Games. Later, he met Jenny at a demonstration where he came up accidentally on stage in front of thousands of people. This demonstration was the famous March on Washington. He went with her at a Black Panthers gathering, but she left him again. After being a ping pong champion, he met President Nixon and John Lennon on a TV show. He provoked accidentally Nixon's fall by indicating the police a burglary in the Watergate Hotel. Then he embarked into shrimp fishing with Lieutenant Dan. They survived the hurricane and made one's fortune because Lieutenant Dan had invested money in Apple computers. Forrest's mother died. He met Jenny again during the funeral. They spent a night together and Jenny left him again. Then Forrest decided to run across America He was followed by lots of people who thought he was a messiah. He ran during 3 years. One day he stopped running and decided to join Jenny. This is the story Forrest has told. We find him at the bus stop, whereas he realizes he is in front of Jenny's apartment. He joins her and her son and realizes he was his son. His name is Little Forrest. She tells him she is sick with some sort of virus which hints at HEIV. They get married. Shortly after that, she dies. The last scene shows Forrest accompanies Little Forrest at the school bus stop as his mother did. After the plot, let me speak about the characters. The main character is Forrest Gump. He is thin, has short chestnut brown hair. He is naive, sociable, talkative, generous, optimistic, sensitive, definitively a very good guy. He is brave because he has saved Lieutenant Dan. He is looking at life through the eyes of children. Three other characters are very important. Forrest's mother learns him the best way of life. Jenny is Forrest's best friend. She is cute, she has long fair hair. When she was young, she wasn't happy because her father often ill-treated her. Jenny handles a turbulent journey throughout the 60s and 70s. Lieutenant Dan is also an important character. He is a brown-haired man. His forefathers were heroes and died fighting. He thinks his destiny is to die fighting. First, he is very angry against Forrest because he thinks his life is over. Indeed, he becomes legless and didn't die fighting as his ancestors. Next, he becomes Forrest's friend and looks on the positive side of life. Forrest Gump is one of my favorite movies. It's an amazing movie. Tom Hanks is terrific in the role of Forrest Gump. It is one of his best roles. It is not an historic film, but Forrest is involved in major events of the 60s, 70s, and 80s. The visual effects are incredible. For example, Forrest shakes hands with JFK. The soundtrack is also fantastic. I think this movie gives some life lessons, such as what you believe you can achieve, or no matter what happened in our lives, we must face it with confidence. The Forrest Gump quotes I prefer are: "Remember what I told you, Forrest. You're no different than anybody else is. Did you hear what I said, Forrest? You're the same as everybody else. You are no different." Or, "Stupid is as stupid does." I don't know if we each have a destiny, or if we are all just floating around accidental-like on a breeze. But I think maybe it's both. Maybe both is happening at the same time. It was Tom Smith on Laramie Radio. See you next week.